Praise the Lord, everyone, from One of Messiah Congregation. I want to say hello to everyone out there. Shalom, shalom. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah. Now, I come to you from a different perspective, from the Hebrew-Jewish perspective, so please, everyone, listen up. Stay with me for the next half hour. We're going to be talking about things of the Bible and things that are pertaining to today and things that are pertaining to many, many years ago. I say God bless you today from One of Messiah Congregation. I'm Malachi, and I just praise the Lord I could be here. Remember, you can always get a hold of me at my website. That's oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net. I'm live at the studio today, too, and today is March the 30th, 2007, but it's also the 10th of Nisan, a very, very important day in the day of a believer in Jesus, Yeshua. Remember, I'm at 256-1360, 615 area code. I'm at the studio, 256-1360. Does anyone out there know what a Nisan 10 is or a Aviv 10? Oh, I wonder if anyone's listening. Well, today's the day the book of Zechariah was fulfilled, and that's Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. It says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion, Zion. Shout, O Bat, daughter, Bat of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass." Praise the Lord. So for anyone who doesn't know, even though I know everyone's following Pope Gregory's calendar, which is March 30th, 2007, it's the 10th of Nisan. This is the day Yeshua enters into Jerusalem on the colt. And this is prophesied in the book of Zechariah. And this is such a beautiful day. I don't know if anyone in the Christian world even thinks of this today. Today is a very exciting day because even if you go to Psalm 118, people are screaming out, "Hoshiana, I beseech thee, O Lord, save me." I think I have a call already. Hang on a second. Is this a call or a question for One of Messiah? Praise the Lord.
Yes, this is Carrie. Praise the Lord.
Yes, did you hear what I just said?
Yes, that the Lord came into Jerusalem.
That's right.
And he proclaimed himself to be the king.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, which also matches, you know, Exodus. We were talking about how all these things match. It also matches in Exodus where they picked the lamb without spot or blemish.
That's right. Today, you know, I was just asking before you called, how many people in the Christian world even know today is the 10th of Aviv or 10th of Nisan when Zechariah chapter 9:9 was fulfilled? Of course, you know, where it was foretold that the king would come unto thee riding upon an ass, upon the foal of an ass. And most people, they don't even know that, you know, in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John that talks about this, they don't even know that it comes from there. But today, isn't today like an exciting day?
Yes, it is. But, you know, I think why it's confusing to people is on their calendars, they always see the Sunday before what they call Easter as Palm Sunday.
Oh.
Well, see, the year that Jesus died, it was on the 10th.
Right.
That was the year Jesus died. But the 10th, see, because most people don't understand God's calendar, they don't realize that it has an actual date,
right.
The 10th. And the 14th is the Passover of Nisan or Aviv. God's first month is an actual date.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. You know as well as I do, my wife, Ishti, my wife, most people don't even know God has a calendar. How are they going to know this, right?
Yeah, I know, and that's why, you know, anybody out there listening saying, oh, that's interesting. I always see God's months in the Bible, but I don't know what it means, and I don't know what it means for me as a Christian.
Exactly.
It means a lot of things for you as a Christian, because if you don't know God's calendar, you don't know about his feast days, and these spring feast days were about the first coming of the Messiah, while the fall ones have yet to be. That will be the second coming of Messiah. You know, if you go over them, you know, there's the 10th is when they pick the lamb. The 14th in the even, right before sunset, they killed the lamb, and that's actually when they killed the Messiah, exactly.
That's right. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't believe too many Protestants, definitely not Catholics. I don't even know how many people even put all that together. I mean, they don't know that. They would never know that.
Yeah,
I mean,
because you have to look at the Old Testament and the New Testament, and you realize that those things were a shadow of things to come.
Right.
You know, the death and resurrection of our Messiah. And also, of course, the Pentecost.
That's right. Well, you know,
the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
It's a shame that, you know, even in the Messianic world, most people are reading the Torah portion, which is nothing wrong with that, except for they're not even reading what today is. And, of course, tonight will be the 11th. Tonight, when at sundown, it'll be the Sabbath, of course. And they don't read what's going on exactly today because, of course, the rabbis made up that Torah portion. Of course, there's no rabbis in the Tanakh. But getting back to the Feast of the Lord, I don't believe too many people know about the Feast of the Lord. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, and that's why we're here to try to proclaim, because, you know, they're very important to a believer in the Messiah, in Yeshua, in Jesus the Christ, if you will.
Right.
And, you know, on that day, you know, that when they put Jesus in the sepulcher and they rested according to the commandment, the Sabbath according to the commandment.
That's Luke chapter 23, verse 56.
Yes, that's actually the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, which God had proclaimed to be a Sabbath for over 1,000 years before Messiah came and died and was put in the sepulcher before that day. Because God has this master plan that is so perfect and fulfilled so wonderfully in Messiah, the spring feast. And then there's one called first fruits. Who's the first fruit, Angela?
Well, Yeshua says he's the first fruits unto God, the first one who got an incorruptible body. He is the first fruits unto God.
Amen. And so what did the Catholic Church do, and everybody followed him? The Sunday after Passover was always called first fruits. And the problem with that today is that people don't know that. They call it this pagan name, Easter. and they have all the pagan things having to do with the resurrection that has nothing to do with God, that God didn't appoint.
Right.
It's a day called first fruits. We decided to change it to the word Easter, Astarte, which is a false god, and doing all these pagan things on the day that God, that was always determined since the days of Moses, that would be the day that he would rise.
Well, that's why I pray a lot of people that listen to this station, a lot of this information we're bringing is not new. It's right in their Bibles, but I hope they're listening, and if they have any questions, they will call. And they will come to our congregation, like tomorrow, at 12 o'clock is the Sabbath, the fourth commandment of God. And we could talk about this tomorrow. We're going to be right at the New Hope Community Church at 605 Wilson Pike. That's Brentwood, Tennessee. And I want to invite everyone who's listening. So tomorrow at 12 o'clock, come to the New Hope Community Church right in Brentwood, Tennessee, right?
That's right. It, you know, all these days are so important. And, you know, in the New Testament, what was 50 days after the resurrection?
Of course, we read in the month of Sivan, which is the third month, when the Torah was given, and also 50 days is like the word Pentecost in Greek, when the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit was given in chapter 2 of the book of Acts, which comes from Joel. The prophet Joel prophesied of that. But most people don't even realize why all the Jews were in Jerusalem in chapter 2. That's another whole story.
That's right, because it's important, because The Feast of Weeks was always 50 days from first fruits.
You know, it's a shame.
First fruits is the same day that Jesus rose, and 50 days from when Jesus rose is called Pentecost, which is the same. You're right, it's Feast of Weeks.
It's Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks.
Yeah, it was always there. It still is there. It's mentioned all over, even in the New Testament, the Feast of the Lord. But people, instead of saying, oh, now that's for me because I joined the Israel of God, they say, oh, the Jews did that.
Well, you know, the Apostle Paul did the Pentecost, and they did unleavened bread after the resurrection, so it's not like something that's gone.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't know that, like today we say it's the 10th of Nisan, which is the first month of God. So 10 days ago, my wife and I and most people that we know were going, Happy New Year.
Amen.
And guess what? All the trees were blooming, and everything's flowering, and everything's growing, and it's a new year. But everyone is so trained in Pope Gregory's New Year in January, when everything is frozen and dead, nobody even knows God has a New Year, God has a calendar, God has feasts, God has commandments. It's such a shame the pastors don't even know this in the Bible Belt and around the country. Well, anyway, anything else, my wonderful wife?
Just I'm sure you have a lot more to tell them, but just to make people curious that maybe you're not getting the whole picture, and these feasts and appointed days are very much about the first and second coming of Messiah.
Well,
and, you know, he says he'll give us signs. Well, that's a definite sign.
Well, tomorrow...
Oh, Lord.
Tomorrow... Hello?
Yep, God bless.
I wanted to say, before you take off, I wanted to say tomorrow... we're going to be doing the presentation, the PowerPoint presentation. If anyone, that will be very interesting for everyone to come and see, correct?
Right, and come and ask questions. We'll be very, very happy to show you.
Amen.
How all these things are about the Messiah.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Amen.
Bye.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, that was my wife, and of course, we're in tune with this whole thing because we are one, like the Bible says. Is there anyone in the listening vicinity? Maybe you don't know what we're talking about. I'm at 256-1360, 256-1360, 615 area code. We are called One in Messiah. That's Kahal Echad BeMashiach. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah. And we go with God's calendar. Go to Esther chapter 3, verse 7. You'll see the first month is called Nisan. Or go to Exodus chapter 12, verse 2, where God says, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months." It's the first month of the year to you. So you need to start understanding God has his own calendar. It's been erased. Just think, you don't even know about it because somebody deleted it a long time ago. Doesn't that make you a little upset that someone erased the feast of the Lord? Now, these are not the feast of the Jews. They're not the feast of Moses. These are the feasts of the Lord. And today is a very exciting day to me because I'm happy I had it. The Lord put it in my mind. Today is the day Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9 is coming to pass, or many, many years ago when the king is coming, the king, Messiah, would come in Jerusalem on a meek and lowly person riding upon an ass, a colt, the foal of an ass. Zechariah 9, 9. And if you can go many places, of course, in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, where it's fulfilled, you know, the Lord tells the disciples, go into the village over against you, and straightway you'll find an ass tied and a colt. Loose her and bring them unto me. So even in the, you know, if you read your Bible and understand that everything that happened in the Gospels and letters, it is only the fulfillment of everything that was already foretold in the Tanakh. The Tanakh is an acronym for the Torah, which means five books of Moses, the Nevi'im, which is the prophets, and the Kutavim, which is the writings. And Yeshua is the Savior of the world. He's Jewish. Does anyone out there know that? Now, I'm at 256-1360, 256-1360, right at the studio today. Anyone have a question? I do want to invite you tomorrow, again, to come to our study at 12 o'clock. You are invited. It's at 12 o'clock at 605 Wilson Pike in Brentwood, Tennessee. It's the New Hope Community Church, and we are a One in Messiah congregation. We're right inside there. You are invited to come and study with us. Come and learn these things if you never heard of them. I'm not bringing you something that is not in the Bible. I want to make sure everybody understands that. Everything I'm talking about is right in the Scriptures. You know, this reminds me of a dream I was having last night. I was having a dream that this Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, trying to get people to do this, you know, in my dream. If you have your Bibles, turn to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see." And he says, "Ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." Now, isn't that beautiful? I mean, that's such a beautiful thing. I was dreaming about this all night last night. I was telling this to people. Walk in the old paths. We don't want anything new. But the rest of that scripture in Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 says, "We will not walk therein." And that's the way most of this world is. Most of the world does not want to follow the word of God. They want to follow their religion that they were brought up in. Most people don't know about the calendar of God. Ask yourself that. Write that down. Where is the calendar of God? Where are the feasts of the Lord? What does that mean to me as a believer in Yeshua, Jesus? I mean, ask yourself these questions. I mean, these are things that you should definitely be curious about. You know, these, it's very important to do this, to get back to the old paths. Most people want to, have forsaken the ancient paths, and they've started walking upon paths that are not of God. And there's so many different paths, they say. There's many roads that enter the kingdom of heaven. No, Yeshua said there's only one way into the kingdom of heaven. There's only one path. It's called the halacha in Hebrew. And I try to bring you a little bit of Hebrew. I know most of this audience listening to me does not speak Hebrew. But the Bible was written, they're Jews. I mean, it was written in Hebrew. The Gospels and the letters was written in Koine Greek. And that was the language at the time. They also spoke Hebrew in Israel, of course, and Aramaic. So if you want to know about the Feast of the Lord, I would please call us. Please get in touch with us. Now remember, I'm still at the studio. That's 256-1360, 615 area code. We are called One in Messiah Congregation. And we meet every Saturday at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church at 605 Wilson Pike, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. You know, this topic today's the 10th. Of course, in a few more days, it's going to be Passover. And I know a lot of people say, well, that's Jewish. Well, Apostle Paul did the Passover and all the apostles, and Yeshua said he was the Passover. And, of course, that's on the V14, just four more days. Of course, in the evening, when it starts to be the 15th, that's the first day of unleavened bread. And I know most people, they don't even have any idea what I'm talking about. Unleavened bread. What in the world is that all about? You know, I wish that you people that are listening would come to our congregation. We don't bite. Come and learn these different things that are right in your Bible. This is nothing we're making up. Unleavened bread is there's so many lessons in that. You know, it's flat bread. You know, there's no rising in it, no pride. You know, it looks like sort of humble bread, unleavened bread that the children of Israel had to eat. And God says, you know, of course, the Feast of Unleavened Bread starts on the 15th to the 21st. The 15th and 21st are Sabbaths. They're Mikra Kodesh, days of no work. And this is all happening. You know, even though the spring feasts, they've been fulfilled by the Messiah, Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, that there are also feasts that are a shadow of things to come. A shadow of things to come. That's future tense. And, of course, the body is of Messiah Christ. In other words, it all pertains to the Messiah. I know a lot of people don't even think of this. They've been told Colossians 2:16 means something totally different. They don't even know how to read Colossians chapter 2. They turn it into the whole chapter, "Don't judge me, brother," when it has nothing to do with that nonsense. It's talking about Apostle Paul is cautioning the Colossians, don't let anyone judge you pertaining to the holy days, the new moon, or the Sabbaths, or meat, or drink. Don't let anyone judge you on these things, because I have already instructed you. And these are a shadow of things to come. Of course, my wife was on the phone, and she was talking not only about the spring feast, but, of course, the fall feast, which happened in the seventh month of God. That's a time to come yet. That's in September. And, of course, that's called in the Bible Ha'etanim, which is 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 2. You know, I'm coming to you today from a Hebrew-Jewish perspective. Of course, Jesus was Jewish, the disciples were Jewish, the prophets were Jewish. You think maybe you missed something. I mean, Jesus didn't go to the Church of Christ. There was no such thing. There was no Baptist. There was no Pentecostals. I mean, these weren't created till after the 1500s. I'm sure you know that. In other words, there's no church today that you go to that was around during the time of the Messiah, Jesus, when he walked the earth. All these churches were created after the 1500s. The only church that was around in 350 was this Catholic church. And, of course, they polluted the whole Word of God and this crazy thing they've come up with, Easter. There's no such thing as Easter. Ishtar, you know, that's a pagan god. Astarte. And I mean, if you look these things up, you'll be amazed. You'll be startled. We don't do pagan holidays. There's no rabbits that lay eggs, and they got all the kids running around with eggs. It's ridiculous. Has nothing to do with what's going on. You know, that day is when the priest waved the first fruits unto God, and he thanked the Lord for his crops and his land and the fruit of the ground, and it was a day of thanksgiving. But these people turned it into Easter eggs and a bunnies and what kind of new clothes you got and how ridiculous. You know, today, of course, many, many years ago, would be the day when all the people in Israel were putting their palms down and, you know, their straw, and they were just blessing the Lord. And this, of course, David was even prophesying of this, which is beautiful to me. And this is Psalm 118. If you have time today, please read that. Psalm 118. And it's beautiful. It says, Hoshiana, Hosanna in English. Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hoshiana means in Hebrew, save us, save us. Hoshiana. And, you know, what's very interesting is that most people don't know that. Most people don't read Psalm 118 because that's probably the Old Testament, I guess. And this, they were saying, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And, of course, it goes to Zechariah, which is later on. And then, of course, all the Gospels record this day. It's a day of victory when the King of the universe, enters Jerusalem. God himself in the flesh, the Word of the Lord made flesh, enters Jerusalem. You know, I hope that there's someone out there listening. We are One of Messiah congregation. We are Jews wandering around, still needing our own building. If you ever would like to get behind us, please, if you'd like to send us an offering, you could always send it to One, that's O-N-E-I-N, Messiah, M-E-S-S-I-A-H, One in Messiah Congregation. And you could just mail us something to P.O. Box 254, that's Post Office Box 254, and that's Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. So if you'd like to get behind us with an offering, you could mail it to us at that address. You can go on our website. We have a secure website. You can click on that. We have PayPal on there. You can get in touch with us that way. And if you just want to send us a prayer request, call us up, email us, and go to our website. It's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net, oneinmessiah.net, and contact us. We are Jews and Gentiles. If you have any questions on anything I'm saying, that today marks the beginning of when they examine Messiah, and they'll be examining him from the tent until he's put to death on the 14th, just like in the Torah. Today's the day they went and got the lamb, and they made sure there was no blemish, no marks, no nothing on it, no specks. And they made sure this lamb was perfect to offer up before God on Passover. And that's what Yeshua is. He is the Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish. He is the Savior of the world. And today's the day you should be understanding this, because many, many years ago, this is happening today. Of course, today is Friday, and I just praise and thank the Lord that we have a God who came right out of the kingdom of heaven, his word, and became flesh and died for us. He is the Savior of the world. He is the King of Israel. You know, he's coming back soon. You know, I just praise and thank the Lord today that we are people that he's given us understanding on these matters, and I'm a teacher. My name is Malachi in Hebrew. I would love to help you understand, like, what today is, what's going to take place 4 days from now, 5 days from now, for a whole week. There's the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I mean, that should make you interested. You should be understanding, like, what you should have some understanding of these matters. I know it's not taught in Protestant churches. Today is nothing to them. Today is just some day, Friday. They get off and go home and watch TV. I mean, tonight's the Sabbath. And at sundown, it makes me sad that most people don't have 10 commandments. They only have 9. You know, we're not a people that come down on you. We realize that you just weren't taught these things, and your churches they're just stepchildren of the Catholic Church. If you think about it, your church you go to does the same feast as the Catholic Church. I mean, a lot of these churches are all getting together, actually. The Bible says, "Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord." Let's get back to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16, the old paths. Let's get back to the calendar of God. Let's get back to the feasts of the Lord. And one of these days, I mean, in the fall feast, they haven't happened yet. One of these days, the trumpet will sound. That's the Feast of Trumpets. And you better be atoned. That's the Day of Atonement. And you better want to tabernacle with the Lord. That's the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm saying it very fast because time doesn't allow. But tomorrow, be with us at 12 o'clock. I want to invite you personally. Tomorrow at 12 o'clock, we are One in Messiah Congregation. We meet at the New Hope Community Church, New Hope Community Church, right in Brentwood, Tennessee. Just come to 605 Wilson Pike, 605 Wilson Pike, Brentwood, Tennessee. We have a beautiful study tomorrow at 12 o'clock. We'll be talking in detail. Tomorrow we'll be showing actually a PowerPoint presentation of the Feast of the Lord, of these days, the 10th on. These are holy days of the Lord. They're Mikra Kodesh. They're days that you should take note of as a believer in Jesus, Yeshua. He is the Savior. If you have anything you'd like to tell us after the broadcast, you can always call us at 591-9820, that's 615 area code. Now, that number is for after the broadcast, anytime. Call me anytime if you have any questions, any comments. If you want to understand something about the Feast of the Lord, the calendar of the God, I mean, Passover is coming. It's just a few days from now. It's 4 days from now. And then the unleavened bread, very important. And then right in the middle of unleavened bread, we have first fruits. And then, of course, 50 days from the first fruits is the giving of the Torah, or Pentecost, as you've heard. And the Pentecost is always the morrow after the Sabbath. So this has been such an interesting subject. I know that this time does not allow you to totally understand this. That's why I'd like to invite you tomorrow. Come to our Sabbath service. Come and understand the fourth commandment of God. It's out of the Ten Commandments. Tonight starts the Sabbath of the Lord, and we'll be there all day tomorrow, Lord willing, talking about the feasts of the Lord, the things of God. Come and join Jews that believe in Jesus, Yeshua. We're not Jews from Judaism. We're Jews from the Bible, and we come right to you with in English, the King James Version of the Bible. And, of course, I also have the Hebrew Bible, the Ben Chaim Rabbinical Bible. It's the Ben Chaim edition. Come and read it with us. Come and study with us. Be with us. You know, One of Messiah Congregation, we have our arms open to you. Please get behind us with prayers, fastings, finances. If you'd like to sponsor a show, call us, 615-591-9820. Write to us, One in Messiah Congregation, P.O. Box 254, Franklin, Tennessee, 37065. If you have some property or something you'd like to donate to some Jews that need a house of God, we need a house of God. If anyone would like to get behind us, you'll be blessed. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim. You know, I just thank God that we could be here today proclaiming the Feast of the Lord, proclaiming the calendar of God, proclaiming this is the day the Lord rode into Jerusalem. Hoshiana, Hoshiana, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. Hoshiana, save us, O Lord. I just thank the Lord I could be here today. We are One of Messiah Congregation. So praise the Lord. Shalom to you. And please join us for the Sabbath of the Lord. The Sabbath is the fourth commandment of God. And I just thank God for my salvation. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.